Hi, I'm Gilbert. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm the president of Every Nation Philippines. We're committed to plant churches, reach campuses, and bring the gospel to the nations. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
We just want to welcome you, we're Victory, and what a privilege for me to be part of your service today. I remember when I got saved back in U-Belt, growing up there, we have a big banner that says Jesus, period. Everything that we do in U-Belt, we planted the church, Makati, different places. I was not there yet during when they planted the church in Makati. We always emphasize who Jesus is. And the church was not birth of any personality. In fact, the leaders were so gifted. The leaders were so influential. And I was one of those that the fruit of their influence and their leadership. But nevertheless, Jesus' spirit is something that we need to celebrate, especially as we are celebrating 40 years of Victory. How many of you are excited about our 40 years? Yeah. Alam mo, babalik po tayo doon. Alam mo, nakakatuwa, lumaki na po tayo at tumalaki pa tayo. Hindi dahil may guwapo at may kung sino man yung pastor. We're not building it to any person, not in any vision, not in campus ministry. We don't highlight the church, but we highlight who Jesus is. And I'm glad that we started this series in line of our 40th anniversary. I'd like to say, you know, in this walk of faith, there are some high moments, there are low moments. Ayan na ako, Pastor Ariel. Okay, ayan na naman ako. Dahil yung church po natin is discipleship is relationship. Yeah. Yung sinabi nga ni Pastor Bong kanina sa saan ba yung Bong anong school? STI. You know, this really works. We have spiritual fathers. The Lord has used people, church community, to influence us, to touch our lives, to build us up. And that's basically how the Lord would do it. And we're so privileged to have this kind of culture. And I'm thankful because the Lord has given us spiritual fathers. And one of those, not just my spiritual father, but our spiritual father, has passed away. Alam niyo, yun naman po yun, di ba? Si Bishop Ferdy. So, ang sakit, di ba? Tapos, hindi lang po yun. Pastor Bishop Ferdy is my ministry mentor, pero sa ENS po, yung classmate po, yung gwapong, ayun po, nasa likod. At meron din po akong preaching pastor, preaching mentor. Nawala rin siya. Silang dalawa in a matter of 2 weeks. Si Pastor Timothy. And that's why Pastor Gilbert needs to go there with Pastor Steve and Pastor June. But, I mean, life must go on. The mission must continue. And all the more we are fired up and we're excited about what God is about to do. And so that said, the scripture that I'm about to read is really about them. In fact, I want to dedicate this moment as I read the scripture. It's really how they started, how they continued, and how they finished. And my prayer is that there are men and women that the Lord has used before us, that they set the trend, a path like a forerunner that we need to follow. My prayer today is as we celebrate who Jesus is, we will also see in light of God's will, His purpose, His hand in our lives. Are you ready to read God's word today as we share the message? Let's all stand up in our feet as we read Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 6. I'll be reading on the NLT version. Here's what it says. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him. Let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. You were buried with Christ when you were baptized. And with Him, you were raised to a new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, He disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by His victory over them on the cross. This is the word of the Lord for us. Lord Jesus, may Your Spirit, may Your power, may Your grace open our hearts and our minds and our eyes towards Your Scripture. May we encounter You as we hear Your word. Have Your way, Holy Spirit. We thank You as we exalt You. You will draw men to You, and You will cause us to know You in a greater way. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. As we're preparing to celebrate 40 years of victory, we started last Sunday by opening up with Colossians chapter 1 that emphasizes who Christ is, that the Scripture says He's the supreme, sovereign Lord of all. He is Kurios, the God, the Lord of all, who is sovereign, who is in control of everything, that there's nothing in this world that will come to place or will happen if not for Jesus. Wala pong mangyayari kundi dahil po sa Panginoon natin. Pero Pastor, paano yung evil? Paano yung sabi hinayaan ni Lord? Alam siya, sa totoo lang, si Lord napaka-secure. Hindi niya i-violate yung will natin. Sa sobrang secure ni Lord that He's in control of all things, do whatever you want, He'll still secure. But this Jesus, who is Lord of all the creation, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who reigns over the church, is also a personal God. It says in Colossians 1:20 that He has redeemed us. He has reconciled us to God, but making peace through the blood of His cross. My friends, you will never be here if not from God. If not for Christ, we will never be here and enjoying this church community. Kung sino man ginamit ni Lord sa pamamagitan na pag-attend natin ng church, na andito ka ngayon, part ka ng Victory Group, uma-attend ka sa church natin dito sa Victory Caloocan, lahat po ito ay dahil kay Kristo. Ginamit nila yung mga tao, pero si Lord, sa yung lahat at lahat, buong everything, the supremacy, the preeminence, and yet He is a personal God who wants to speak to you, who wants to guide you, who wants to comfort you, who wants to strengthen you, who wants to provide for you. Now, the Scripture says in Colossians, just as you received Christ, just as you accepted Christ, what's next? Three questions that we want to ask today. As we receive Christ or accepted Christ in our hearts, whether you receive Him 10 years ago or just a month ago, 2 years ago, or you're just new in church, three questions that we want to answer today. Number one, what do we do now? When we receive Christ as Lord, what's next? What do we do now? Second, what do we watch out as we receive Christ our Lord? What have we benefited from this receiving or making Him Lord over our lives? I want to take note. Receiving Christ not as a Savior or a Comforter or a Provider, but we receive Christ as Lord. Are you here with me? What do we do now? The Word of God says, just as you receive Christ Jesus, Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Second, let your roots grow down into Him. Okay, kailangan ko pala bilisan. Sorry, nawala ako. Sorry. Okay, medyo papaspace natin to. Ito na lang. Medyo nakikerry the way. Sige. Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. You know, when you talk about following or walking, it's really a journey. It's actually a traveling metaphor. I just thought of Pastor Ferdy running with him when he was running 50. And then he started walking. And we started walking too. In fact, during pandemic, he would challenge us every night to walk, to exercise. And it's a metaphor of a journey of traveling rooted. It's an agricultural metaphor that talks about a plant being planted, that seed that you plant, and it's going to grow and become a plant and become a tree that the Lord wants us to be rooted. Thirdly, built up in Him. It's an architectural. If you are an architect, an engineer, you know what I'm talking about? We're building something like what the way we're building our building in New Belt. Sabi po sa Bible, you must continue to follow Him. What does it mean when we say that? Paul mentioned this in verse 10, that he said that you may walk and live in a manner worthy of the Lord by pleasing Him in all things. Actually, the word talk is a standard term for ethical behavior or conduct for the one who claims Jesus as Lord. When you claim and receive Christ as Lord, you don't just stop. You continue. You move on from there. Lord, what's next for me? You don't stay in one place. You don't stay in your own comfort zone. You don't stay in your petty sins and your struggles and your weaknesses that cause you not to grow and be the man of God and the woman of God that God has called you to be. The Bible says continue to walk, live, that your behavior will be seen as Christ. Kaya ang tanong eh, mas importante ba yung telepono natin, yung social media, kesa sa word, kesa sa walk natin kay Lord? You might be here today, praise God, but what kind of life do you live for God? Who are you in the sight of Christ? Is Jesus Lord over every area of your life? Your finances, your mouth, your time with your phones? What are the kind of sites that you open in your phones? We have to walk worthy in a manner pleasing God, walking in surrender to His Lordship. If we say, Lord, Lord, I surrender this. Lord, I give my life. This life, I don't live by myself. For I've been crucified with Christ that I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. The life that I live by faith for the Son of God who gave Himself and died for me. Who do you live for? Do you walk worthy in the manner of God? You must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him. The word rooted, the Greek is rizomai. To become strengthened with focus upon the source of such strength to be rooted in. It's like a seed being planted, and as you grow, you don't just stay to be a plant, you grow like a tree. And when this plant becomes a tree and it grows, no matter whatever storms may hit or rains and whatever that kind of wind that will hit, that tree will remain firm, unshakable, because it's rooted in the nutrients of what? Of God's Word. He put highly the Bible as a Word of God, as a Word of life. We can't be sustained if not for the Word. Nangyari na po sa atin to. Yung pandemic. When we started to interview some of our congregants in Pasig, you know what? Majority of them says, it's the Word that sustains us. Yes, there's relationship, but at the end of the day, when your friends are not around, when your victory group is not there anymore, your victory group leader is not there, and you're alone, who else would you rely? It's the Word of God that sustains and strengthens us. That's what God wanted for you to firmly be planted, rooted, growing with your spiritual foundation, being immovable, unshakable, that whatever test that we may arise in this world, you will still stay strong because you're rooted deep within. Are you here with me? Built up in Him. Build up, obviously, is a construction metaphor. The verb basically means build something on. You know, it's important that as we focus on Christ, We also focus on what God wants to fulfill in our lives. And part of that is really about people. I had a hard time just sharing my experience with Bishop Ferdy. Okay na ako yan. Okay na ako. Kasi nga, discipleship is a relationship. Binigay sa inyo, Lord, yung mga tao na you grow up with who would help you, mentor you, equip you. And I'll not be here today if not for that. And I believe that's one way of knowing that the way God wants to build our lives and build on is through the people that God has given us in our own lives. And that is very important. And here's the point. When we do this, when we continue to follow Him, when we be rooted growing in God, building up in Him, you know what? Here's the result. Verse 7, the last part. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. God wanted His church, you and I, to have a strong faith. From start to finish, it's all about faith. God wanted us to believe greater things, that one day we're going to have our own building here in Caloocan. Hello? One day we're going to have our own building right there in Valenzuela. God is about to do something beyond our imagination. Why? Because He is God. Hello? But God wants to see faith. He wants you to see strong enough that we can stand the tests and the trials in this world. Are you here with me? And it says here, overflow with thankfulness. I've never seen a woman who's so strong in faith. Been overflow with thankfulness. The wife of Bishop Ferdy. Grabe, nung ato lang, ino-honor ko po siya, umiiyak po ako. Hindi ko mapigilan, pero siya nakangiti. Ano ba naman ito si Jude? Ino-honor ko, nakangiti. And she posted. I didn't have a chance to show it here, but every time she would post, she would say thank you. Her heart is filled of gratefulness, thankfulness overflowing despite the fact of the husband is no longer there. No complaints, no ifs, no buts. She comforted us by saying, I realize that's his time. His time is up. Only up to 58 years of age. Question is, what do? Now, we continually follow Christ, growing strong in the faith with a heart of gratitude. Second question, what do we watch out? In verse 8, Paul was so particular when he wrote this. Do not let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking, but from the spiritual power or from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. The word capture means completely control over a person. That you will be captivated, being controlled by the philosophies, by the beliefs, by the culture of that place. In fact, nakakamangha, nakakatuwa kasi nga, si Paul, hindi siya yung nagplant ng church sa Colossae, sa Laodicea. Si Epaphras. But he oversees the work there. But he was saying, despite of all this, there were fruit of the gospel. The gospel was bearing fruit. People are getting saved despite of that kind of mindset, the culture, the belief where the very apparent culture was Gnosticism, that they're so consumed about knowledge. It's all about human philosophies, human knowledge, human tradition. And Paul was writing that because he says, yet you might have the gospel, but I want to warn you. Don't let your past, your former thinking consume you and captivate you that you will draw away from Christ. The word philosophies, it's called human tradition. It's the kind of culture where people question or they believe about their spirit, they don't believe much about spirituality of Christ, rather than they believe in angels and moon festivals and all that, that Paul says, you might be disqualified from this. But be assured, your salvation only comes through Christ. Not anything apart from Christ. So you don't add up and say, okay naman eh, kasi may Lord naman ako, so pwede naman ako magfungsuy. Okay naman, may Lord naman ako, pwede naman ako tumaya sa loto. O isabong, pwede naman pala to eh, kasi wala naman mawawala eh. Nagtatights naman ako. Mga pwede naman, Lord, mag-compromise. Kasi barkada ko, ganito kami. That's why you have to build yourself only in Christ. Not in any other kinds of philosophy or any tradition. And I'm asking you today, what is the Lord telling you, has been convicting you, that you need to give up as compared to Christ and Christ Himself? Are you still here with me? We cannot add to what God has done. What He has done is enough. Jesus, period. Jesus plus nothing. Because Christ is all and everything in our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. And this way, we don't say family first. I'm sorry to say, we're not family first. We're Jesus first. That's why Jesus, period. If you place Jesus first and everything, God will take care of our families. God will take care of your business. God will take care of your future. Can you say amen? Amen. So what do we watch out of the philosophies of this world? We refuse to accept nor be influenced by any beliefs that diminish the Lordship of Christ. If there's anything that questions, that stands in the way, other than who Christ is as Lord of all, I have a good news for you. The Lord doesn't condemn, but the Lord is bringing you unto Him for you to say, Lord, I repent, I surrender, I give up, because all you want is all about you, Jesus, period, in my life. Are you here with me? Last but not the least, what have we benefited? Let me do it this quick. In verse 10, so you also are complete through your union with Christ. Woo! Who is the head over every ruler and authority. Think about this. This God who became man, that God the Father has bestowed Him all powers and authority, that He triumphant over them, is the one who walks with us. And because we accepted Him as Christ our Lord and we are united with Him, you know what it means? Here's what it means. Church, you are complete, absolute complete in Christ. You're not lacking anything. You're not missing anything. Don't you stay insecure if you're alone and you're not married yet. Don't grumble if you don't receive your promotion yet. There's more to God that God wants to bring into your life. Kasi baka paminsan iniisip nyo, ito lang yung gagawin ni Lord. Pero sa sobrang marunong si Lord, sa sobrang pang gusto i-bless ka ni Lord, ang daming gusto ni Lord gawin sa'yo. Pero ikaw nakafocus ka lang sa isa. Hello? We are all complete in Christ. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. God has given us a new nature. Alam mo, paminsan yung, meron akong, I was talking to someone as he could easily give in to his struggle and all that. And I was telling him, you know what? You don't live based on your emotions, but how you feel. You don't live based on your urges. You base on what the scripture says, that the Lord has given you new nature. It's not based on your feelings. You don't live by sight, but we live by faith. That's why God wanted you to be strong in your faith. Hello? The Bible says God has cut away the sinful nature. He didn't just forgive you. He cut the source of what caused us to sin. And He redeemed you. He set us free. I got to move on, sorry. Because of our time. You were dead once because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins. Once we were dead, sa totoo lang, patay tayong lahat dahil sa buhay ng makasalanan. Pero yung ginawa ni Lord sa atin, woo! Because of what He did on the cross, He didn't stay on the cross, He dealt everything, our struggle, our sin, our demons. Right there on the cross, He didn't stay there on the cross. After 3 days, He rose from the dead. So that He will give us new life. And that's what the scripture says. We were made alive. Woo! And there's more to life that you could ever imagine. Kaya wag mo sabihin, uupo-upo ka lang, gaganyan-ganyan ka. Hindi ka ganyan. Kita mo si Pastor Tito, kaya Pastor Tito, mamimiss mo to. Mamimiss mo talaga to. The Bible says He canceled all the records of charges against us, took it away and nailing it to the cross. He cut and took it away by the cross, canceled all our debts and punishments. Supposedly, we need to earn it. Supposedly, we should be punished. But God took it away. He gave His life for us. There was a divine exchange that instead of you suffering, He took all our sufferings, nailed it on the cross. Not only that, but in verse 15, in this way, He disarmed spiritual rulers and authorities. Hallelujah. He shamed them publicly by the victory over them on the cross. He defeated all spiritual forces, rulers, and authorities. Think about this. This Jesus, who is the Lord of all, didn't receive and gain victory, but He shared His victory over us. That we became overcomers. Kaya ang church natin, victory, hindi defeated Christian Fellowship o defeated church. Amen. Can you imagine paano ng church? Victory. Bakit? I'm growing, man. There's victory in my faith. There's victory in my life. There's victory in our marriage. There's victory in my finances. There's victory in my work. There's victory in our relationship. There's victory in the city. There's victory in what we do. And we're celebrating 40 years of victory. Grabe, segue yun eh. Ang exciting ng life. He shared this victory. Grabe, no? Wala tayong ginawa. Niwala lang tayo kay Lord. What have we benefited? We are now complete in Christ. With a new nature, new disposition, new life, and shared victory. What is the Lord speaking to us? In summary, as we receive Christ Jesus, Lord, 3 questions. What do we do now? We continually follow Christ, growing strong in faith with a heart of attitude. Secondly, what do we watch out? We refuse to accept nor be influenced by any beliefs that diminish the Lordship of Christ. What have we benefited? We are now complete in Christ with a new nature, new disposition, new life, and shared victory.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us, discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.